From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So three negative, let's make it four negative. So what's happened here?
Yeah, this isn't good, actually. It's not a good morning from the point of view of dairy prices. Now, I caveat all this that we need. I would like to have a bit more time to look through the detail of the bidding and the composition in the global dairy trade auction. But the price index has fallen 4.1%. Now, you're right, leading into the auction, we'd seen three negative auctions in a row. But Mike, they were relatively small declines, you know, 0.9%, 1.6%, 1%. And that had followed a 4.6% rise in early May. And we've seen that very strong upward trend in dairy prices that have been in place since August 2023. So, look, you had three negative auctions, but alarm bells weren't ringing. Forecast farm gate milk prices weren't being pulled back. But a 4.1% decline, that's a little more notable. Butter fell 4.3%, and lots of focus on butter at the moment. But skim milk powder down 1.7%. Here's the biggie. Whole milk powder fell 5.1%. Yeah. That is a chunky move. So whole milk powder average prices have now given up all of the gains from 2025. We're back to the prices at the average global dairy trade auction results. We're back to where we were in January. Now, that peaked in early May, those average prices at 4374, that's US dollars per metric ton. Last night, that average price was $3,859. That is a circa 12% fall. That's material. And it brought my mind back to, I read a Rabobank Australia report recently that was sort of pointing to increased production growth, and it talked about some demand side concerns. It talked about those downside risks emerging in the second half of the year. But Mike, let's not panic. But I do think this industry is going to make the industry sit up and take notice. Yeah. And just remember, it's the shining light in our domestic economy at the moment. We like it to stay bright. And I think there'll be a hint of concern here.
Yes, there will be. And there's a hint of concern, presumably, in this business outlook as we wait for the recovery to kick in.
You're absolutely right, Mike. That's the thing. We're just waiting for the effects of lower interest rates to flow through to a lift in real activity. We are starting to get to the crunch now. So after that sort of sobering, globally dairy trade outlook. So yesterday morning, Mike, we talked about what we call a high-frequency read on business outlook. That's the ANZ business outlook. Today, we're looking at the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research. It's the quarterly survey of business opinion. So it's quarterly. It's a broader time frame. This is certainly one that does inform people. The RBNZ amongst them. It's very timely, given the RBNZ are reviewing the OCR next week. Now, what's interesting is not wildly dissimilar themes from the ANZ business outlook. Seasonally adjusted, a net 27% expect economic conditions to improve over the coming months. Now, that has lifted, so that's good. And March quarter, that was at 23%. Now, yesterday morning, Mike, I talked about this divergence of expectations from reality. So we're expecting improvement, but it's taking a long time to realise. Very similar sentiment described in the QSBO. I mean, the exact words were a divergence between firms experiencing weak demand and firms expecting a recovery in demand. In other words, we think it's going to get better, it's just not happening. For the quarter, a measure of firms' own trading activity showed a net 23% of firms reported reduced activity in their own business, so it's falling away. Building sector was the least upbeat, just 3% expect business to improve in coming months. That was 6% last quarter. And Mike, you've got to sometimes try and pick the positives out of these things. You've got to salute the resilience of the retail sector, the spirit. The retail sector is the most optimistic sector. But I just wonder, Mike, is that just can't get any worse? So you're naturally going to think that it's getting better. The RBNZ, they'll be mindful of the cost and pricing indicators in the survey. And to cut to the chase, I don't think there's much evidence of inflation pressures in this survey at all. That's a bit of a surprise, isn't it? Because we know that we're looking at the CPI possibly going up to around 3% between now and Christmas. You can't really see much evidence of that in this survey. But I don't think there's enough in there to change the consensus view that the RBNZ will hold the official cash rate and they won't do anything next week.
And that is a whole other conversation for another day. Right, what are the numbers?
So a bit of divergence in the US markets, actually, because the Dow Jones is up 411 points, 0.93%, 44,507. But the S&P 500 is unchanged, but the NASDAQ has fallen 0.57%. It's 116 points down, 20,254. The FTSE 100 gained 0.28% overnight, 8,785. The Nikkei fell 1.24%. 39,986 Shanghai Composite was up. So the Chinese market, 3457, up 0.39%. The ASX 200 barely moved, 8541. We had a good day on the ASX 50 yesterday, though, Mike, up 1.05%, 131 points, 12,734. Also, Kiwi dollar had a good night, actually pushed over 61 cents at one point overnight. That's now at 0.6090 against the US, 0.9262 against the Aussie, 0.5169 euro, 0.4434 against the pound, 87.49 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $3,339 and Brent crude still steady, $67.07.
Go well, mate. See you tomorrow. JMOWealth.co.nz.